Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. In this episode of Energy Talks, we're diving into a world where good enough simply isn't an option. If you're working in electrical power system testing, you know the stakes. Electrical power systems are getting more complex, the grids are smarter, and when you're out in the field with a critical deadline looming, an unexpected technical or application issue can feel like hitting a brick wall when performing critical testing of power system equipment. These are the times when you need the assistance of expert technical support to help you solve issues that are stopping you from getting the job done. But what if technical support was more than just a call center? What if it was an extraordinary user experience built directly into the customer care philosophy of the company offering it? To find out, I am joined by Omicron technical support engineers Stefan Achberger and Lucas Forstner, who live and breathe this culture every day. I will ask Stefan and Lucas to describe how they and their team of technical support engineers around the world are on the front lines helping customers navigate an increasingly intricate power landscape. I will also ask them to describe the Omicron customer care commitment and how it motivates the team to invest so much time and energy into every single customer issue, standing by 24/7 to make sure that extraordinary technical support isn't just a buzzword, but a reality for testers in the field. Stefan and Lucas, a warm welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Stefan and Lucas, please tell us about yourselves, your experience with power system testing, and how you became involved with technical support at Omicron.
Yeah, so for me, the journey started in 2013. I was fresh out of engineering school, and I had no clue what to do with my life or where to work. And we had an excursion day to Omicron, and one of the stations was tech support, and I heard what it was about, that it's kind of combining technical knowledge but also customer contact. And I had a feeling that this might be an option for me, and I applied, and 13 years later, still here, still talking about technical support. That was pretty much the journey for me.
Well, in this case, 13 is not an unlucky number.
No, it is not always.
Lucas, what about you?
For the starting point, it was a similar pair as for Stefan. I also did engineering school, then had a look at Omicron. For me, it did not start with technical support. I started in the test field where we build our devices or test sets, where we calibrate them, assemble them, repair them. So this was my first touch point with Omicron and with the devices itself. This led me to technical support because I knew the devices from inside, but I had no clue about how to use them actually or who is using them, which made me curious. And in 2016, I joined tech support. 15 years later, I'm still at tech support. Happy to support our customers.
It sounds like you both discovered what you like to do best. How does technical support help engineers in their daily work and enhance user experience with power system testing devices and applications?
I mean, I think the industry we're in is a very high stakes industry. Our devices are used in all kinds of remote locations around the world, testing multi-million dollar assets, and liability is very high. So I think one part of that is the software, the hardware, the products themselves, but also something can and will always go wrong, as any engineer knows that's ever done anything in the field. And when something goes wrong, you need support. Sometimes you forgot something. Sometimes you're missing a license for a test you didn't know you have to perform. Sometimes you're running into an issue you've never had before, or there's some kind of misconnection in the cabling or whatever. And whenever something goes wrong, you need support. It's important that whenever you have a problem, you can reach somebody and that person knows what they're doing and they can actually help you figure out where the problem is coming from and hopefully, in most cases, also find a solution to get your problem fixed and for you to be able to continue working.
Great. Thank you, Stefan.
And maybe if I just add some point, we even support the customers with our application knowledge. So if they at some point struggle with replication, we are able to assist at that point. We even assist with topics not really related to Omicron. Let's say if you have a relay software, they need assistance on, we also might be able to assist there, just to name some points here.
Very good. Thank you, Lucas. What do you consider to be industry trends that are making technical support more in demand among users?
Yeah, if I would name some, it's the constantly growing demand in infrastructure, which is challenging the whole industry. Also, the fast-changing technology and the lack of trained personnel, I would say, are the main factors.
What innovations in the latest generation of power system testing devices already help users and reduce uncertainty in the field?
I think in general, it's how the devices are innovated to make them more user-friendly. As Lucas already said, most industries are struggling to find skilled workers or enough skilled workers because the demand is really high. And oftentimes, one engineer now has to do what three or four used to do before. So just making usability as efficient as possible and having guided workflows and having the software and the hardware tailored to your needs so you can be as efficient as possible and as effective as possible in your testing, making as much preparation possible beforehand already, and then making it straightforward as possible during the testing. I think the usability, making it as easy as possible and as efficient as possible, are some of the key factors necessary to handle the load.
Great. Thanks, Stefan.
And it is also about releasing cybersecurity devices to support our customers. Also having safety mode buttons and safety features to protect our users. So it is all those things which support our customers.
Nevertheless, these device innovations do not completely replace the need for technical support. So what are the different ways Omicron provides these users with technical support?
Yeah, I think the known ways will always be email or phone support in case it's something urgent. Yes, innovations are good, but as I mentioned before, something will always go wrong. Like whenever, wherever you are, maybe the asset is missing something or you've encountered something you've not seen before. And no matter how good your preparation is, you always need to deal with whatever hurdles coming up along the way. And I think that's where the technical support comes in. If it's just something you're preparing for a measurement in a couple of weeks and you have a question regarding the vector group of the power transformer or whatever, I think email is still the most common way to get in contact with us, where you'll get a response within a day. And if you're standing on the asset right this moment and you need some help in this moment because the measurement's not working and you maybe have a time window which allows you to do tests only for a couple more hours, well, then definitely call us. And on the phone, we'll be able to give you the urgent kind of support. And I mean, there's some special circumstances. Some of us have relationships with customers where we even use WhatsApp. I think in some other regions, there's even broader WhatsApp support. On YouTube videos, there are sometimes questions posted that we try to also give some answers.
We constantly try to give a broader range of contact possibilities. But overall, I would say if it's urgent, use the phone.
So who typically uses technical support and why?
Yeah, here I would say it's not really about the who, it is about the why are they using technical support. Yeah, as Stefan mentioned before, it might be when they do a test preparation, when they do research, when they do commissioning. Different work situations need different kind of support.
Yeah, maybe to add to the who, anybody that is using Omicron products and has an issue at any point in their work with the Omicron products, that's who's contacting support. I think that's a very broad range, and it's not that one group uses it more or less. It's just anybody that's using our products and encounters an issue.
Thanks, Stefan. You mentioned that Omicron customers or users of Omicron devices are contacting technical support. Do you also assist non-customers?
There have been instances where people call us because a company that sounds similar to Omicron. I have heard of colleagues even supporting those people through their challenges. I can remember something with a children's bed or something, and one of our colleagues tried to guide them through the process. But in general, I would say we only support Omicron customers. That's what we're here for.
That's a good story.
Or say the customers soon to be Omicron customers, because it might be also a sales inquiry.
What are typical user requests for technical support of these users of Omicron devices?
Mainly, I would say it's either connection related topics. I'm not able to connect to my device. Might be a license issue. Topics like that pop up frequently.
Yeah, I think the range for what people contact us is incredibly broad, from something very easy, obvious, just general questions of how do I perform this test, to incredibly detailed, I have 20 years of experience and I have done this test 200 times, but this is a very special transformer in this way and that connection and that special circumstance. And still with all my 20 years of experience, can't solve it. Can you please help us? So the variety in what it is about, in the complexity, in the depth of the question, I think is incredibly broad. Typical question, as Lucas already said, anything regarding connection, trying to get a connection to device, anything regarding license, but also analyzing test results.
Very good. So do you notice that there are any particular types of questions more frequent?
I'm not necessarily thinking of specific question that comes, but what is observable is that the restrictions in certain companies are getting more strict, so that they don't have the ability to update the software anymore, or they don't have the ability to use memory sticks anymore, and they need some certain kind of workarounds to still get the software to do what it was supposed to do. So I think a lot of talking about cybersecurity, about information security, those topics are definitely a trend where it gets more difficult to do what people were supposed to do earlier or were able to do earlier, and now they have more restrictions and less freedom in their usage. I think that's something that observable.
That's very interesting, Stefan. Thank you for that.
But it is also about distributed energy resources, which for sure is a market trend. Yeah, a lot of customers come across this topic. So it's always something customers call us and ask for help.
How are you able to provide users with 24/7 availability and response?
We have a global network. We are distributed in 8 regions, and in each region we have technical support teams. So pretty high number of technical support colleagues helping our customer 24/7. So also on the weekend, experts are available. We are available via phone, email, in some regions via WhatsApp, different contact possibilities. How we are able to do so, we gain our colleagues a lot of time to get the knowledge they have, do some testing, do some research, be out in the field, gaining knowledge. Those are some points how we are able to support our customers.
From a little bit of a different perspective, if you ask how are you as Omicron able to provide such a high level of technical support, I think the main answer there is because we value it so much. So it's really at the core of what we as Omicron stand for, and what is important to us is that if customers use our devices and they encounter a problem, we want there to be somebody available to help them and to be able to have the knowledge to be able to support them. So I think it's also a value for us, it's not just something I think, but it's something.
It's part of the culture.
It's part of the culture, exactly. To have great support is something that is really a high value for us and is a high standard, and that on one hand, yes, requires a lot of great people being able to live these values and live this culture, but it's also a form of an investment from the company to be able to have all these technical support colleagues to be able to give out this kind of support. So I think it's very different levels, something that is important to us, and that's why we've been able to do it.
Great point, Stefan. Thank you for that. So it's an interesting point. You have different types of questions that are coming in, different types of assets that users are working with, different types of application problem sets. So how is it possible that the worldwide Omicron technical support team is able to know so much about all testing devices and applications to help users solve their testing challenges?
There's a lot of different ways you could answer that. In the end, it's not that one colleague has all the answers to all the questions. And I think that's not necessarily our approach. For us, it's a lot of team effort as well. So if you give us a call and you might notice that at some point during the call, we're like, okay, give us a minute and we'll mute the microphone for a bit. And since we're sitting in a group office, so we share a space together, we'll talk to our colleagues and kind of use collective thinking, collective knowledge to get an answer to the question. It's not that any colleague will have all the answers to all the questions, but since we're so many people working together, we can group think, and then together we usually get to an answer. And there's, of course, also layers behind us. So if there's some in-depth questions that even we together can't find the answers, then there's application engineers, there's other teams with knowledge that we can still contact to get that extensive on-site experience that we might not have, for example. It's working together and solving problems together and using the collective intelligence of the team or the worldwide team or the local team or whatever to really get the broad knowledge, because any one person cannot have all the knowledge for all the applications, all the software, all the devices. That's just not possible.
And I think the biggest skill is just to know where to search or who to contact if the information is not available or if you don't know the answer. So one point, on the other hand, we learn from each other, we educate each other, but also we know where to search. We have a big knowledge base and we are just good in using the search, I would say.
Very good. Okay, thank you both for that. So we've already talked about how customer care values really influence the quality of technical support offered to users. There's also one thing to make the most of any situation. There are always recommendations you can make. Do you have any tips for users to make the most of their technical support experience?
If it's something where you need some help and it's not that urgent, just write us an email. And if it's urgent, don't write us an email and expect us to answer within 45 seconds. That's just something that comes to mind first. Besides that, I think in any technical support case, try to include as much information as possible already when you do the request. If you contact us with, hey, I have a problem, can you help me? That is not very much to go on. So you can already anticipate, okay, what is your problem? What device are you using? What software are you using? What's your asset? What problem are you encountering? What's the error message? How did you connect? Those are just all of the questions that we'll have to ask you anyways to find out what you are doing, what you're encountering. So I think one advice I would give is just to include as much information you already have and include that in the email, or at least have it ready when you call us.
Very good. Now, are there any times that you actually work with online technologies like video to help customers with their problems or with their situation?
Yeah, certainly we do. If a customer calls via phone, it might be challenging that we know what the customer is actually doing or where he's connected to. So at some point, we ask them if remote possibility via TeamViewer might be possible to have a look on their system, to see what actually their settings are.
Just one thing I might add is that you would underestimate how many times somebody calls on WhatsApp or whatever service and shares their videos. That is, of course, possible whenever such a channel is used.
Okay, thank you both. So do you ever follow up with users to make sure that their problems or challenges were solved?
Yeah, we have automated ways to do those follow-ups. Say if they contact us via email, there is a follow-up. If the customer has not responded like for 2 weeks, we send a follow-up email asking them if the problem still persists. That's one point how we follow up. Other than that, if there is kind of a feature with a software bug where we might made some changes, so we follow up with them and inform them that this is being resolved, is included in our software. Those are ways we get in touch with our customers after a case.
Okay, so here's the big question. How can users contact Omicron Technical Support?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is if you go to our website, which is omicronenergy.com. And there's one aspect of it that's called support, and there's technical support. And wherever you are in the world, there will be your phone numbers, your emails. The email is always support@omicronenergy.com. And there's different phone numbers depending on which region you're calling from. So you don't have to call an Austrian phone number if you're sitting somewhere in India. So different regions in the world have their own phone numbers, and that's the easiest way you can call us.
And just to mention again, 24/7 engineers available in English. In some regions, depending on the time zone, will be local language if needed, but mostly 24/7, it's English support.
Omicron does a lot of events around the world and in different regions, user meetings, special seminars and such, and you all attend them, I'm sure. Do you ever run into customers that you've helped before, and have you developed professional relationships with any of them from seeing them often at events, for example?
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's still something different if you've had just email exchanges, if you had phone exchanges, but also for after several phone exchanges, that there's some kind of a relationship developing. And of course, if we meet them at conferences, user fairs or whatever, sometimes you meet them for the first time after having talked on the phone for many hours before. It's always quite funny to finally have a face for the voice. There are certain customers that we have regular contact with and where a professional relationship has grown out of, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, on the other end, yeah, some customers call us. For some of them, we do trainings on-site. So we even might know them from the on-site trainings, and then yeah, the personal relationship evolves and they contact you directly. So those are points, and for sure on events, it's always nice to see customers you had contact with.
And to add one thing about that, to a question you had earlier about following up if the problem was solved, one thing all of our tech support colleagues really appreciate if customers afterwards give us a little indication, yes, you solved our issue, we're so thankful, thanks for the great support. That is something that really always puts a smile to the colleagues' faces, and meeting them in person afterwards, like, ah, you helped me with that issue, remember back then and then. That's always very cool to see and have those little moments of shared appreciation. That's really cool.
Now, you mentioned technical training. So in addition to offering technical support, you're offering training to customers in the field. How are you involved with that? We have an Omicron Academy that does official training, theoretical and practical courses, but you also are involved with technical trainings. In what area and what way?
If you book an Omicron Academy training, there might be a technical support colleague leading through it. If you got a startup training for your new device, there might be a tech support colleague coming to show you how to handle the device. There's a lot of knowledge within our teams. When you think about technical support, often you imagine some person sitting in a cubicle and doing nothing but being on the phone all day. And that's very much from the truth, because they do the trainings, they do customer measurements, they do measurements in-house. We're involved in a very lot of processes and try to gain our own knowledge, but also share our knowledge. And that includes trainings on-site, in-house. There's a lot of things we do, and trainings is for sure one of them. And it's not just a once-in-a-lifetime thing if somebody does trainings, but we have people that do dozens of trainings every year.
The variety of tasks our technical support colleagues do is pretty broad. We even did software quality tests. Yeah, application notes, as Stefan mentioned, trainings, all those things. So yeah, pretty big list of tasks we are able to support with.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a long list. So how do you manage to do all of it together? You must have a big team. Is that true?
We have teams worldwide trying to make sure we get our knowledge, we share our knowledge, and also trying to establish the 24/7 reachability. Sometimes get a little multitasky, so working on one task while the phone rings and trying to focus on the phone call during it, but then also document the phone call, but then also continue working on whatever you were working before. So it's not without its challenges. But yes, as we said before, Omicron values tech support, and that's why we have large teams around the world working on this. And it's all a group effort in the end to make sure we can provide this service to our customers and still also support all the teams within the company and kind of juggle all those tasks at the same time.
Very good. Stefan and Lucas, thank you for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, really appreciate you having us and asking us about our work and putting it out there, what we do.
Well, thank you both for taking the time. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.